Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the St. John's County Show that's on in the morning. We have got a very fun show here for you today, I think. I probably shouldn't say that before we actually start the show. You never really know. I guess I really can't guarantee anything.
Fun is always, always, always apparent when we're together, so that's
a you need that microphone there, David.
Kind of an option. I was like, wait a minute, we started!
Yeah, we need that microphone, David.
We've got one of the most fun parts of the show today. We all took pictures of our refrigerators, didn't we, yesterday?
Yeah.
Kind of surprising, actually. Yeah. A little unexpected. Yeah. So we've got all those pictures, and we're going to see if you can guess whose fridge belongs to which person. Fridge belongs to which person.
Okay.
This will be interesting.
It is very interesting.
I actually thought my fridge was a lot more sad than it is. Oh. When I took a picture and looked at it, I'm like, it looks somewhat normal.
Still sad.
I'm not saying nothing.
We don't want to give out too many hints.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That should be fun. And then we'll talk about some real news and stuff, too. You know, the school board may lower the millage rate. We'll talk about what that means for your taxes.
Excellent.
Okay.
Starbucks on 16. It's closed right now for a boil water notice. That's the whole story.
That's it.
Story over. Yeah, unfortunately. And there's a job fair happening, and I won't give that whole story away so that we still have something to talk about.
Perfect.
Yeah. But until we get into all that, I do want to remind you that our banner sponsor, our friends at Old City Homes. When it comes to brand new houses built on concrete slabs, Old City Homes is the building company you can count on. Two bedroom, three bedroom, four bedroom. They build them all throughout the entire county. Just call Jerry and see where his next new houses are located. It's as easy as that. 904-466-9505. Also, Bozard Ford Lincoln, proud to have served the St. Augustine community for three generations. Out there on the Bozard campus at I-95 and State Road 16, you're going to find the newest product from Ford and Lincoln, along with the best selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in the area. They've got a state-of-the-art service department, the Quick Lane for express service and parts, and no trip to the dealership complete without a stop at Ford's Garage for one of those signature burgers. From delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles or anything in between, the team at Bozard Ford Lincoln ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. They are Bozard Ford Lincoln, and they are driven to inspire. Also, big shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Flashes and Brilliance, Chiba Hot Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, BHF Insurance, 44 Spanish Street Inn, Chris Stevens Automotive, who we'll talk about in a little while. But first, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Hey, doing great. Happy hump day.
Yep.
That means it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
We have you guys both wore your favorite shirts.
I know.
You know,
this is definitely my favorite shirt. I think you got me that. Did you know?
I got you that shirt.
Yeah.
That's right. I got you that shirt.
I forgot that you got me the shirt, and like 4 months ago, I was pulling out clothes and I'm like, this is the perfect shirt for me, but where did it come from? there are two shirts in my closet that I don't know where they came from. I'm like, did somebody break into my house and leave like messages?
But who
in the form
else
of
tortures
shirts?
You by always giving you hugs? It's pretty much just me, right?
You.
It's pretty much just me. It's
and the lady from Beaches Go Green, she really wanted to hug him. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she did. She really wanted to hug him.
It was like a puppy.
Yeah. She made it her mission to hug me before.
I got stone shirt.
Oh. All right.
That's about stone crabs.
Stone crabs.
Yeah.
All right. And it's green.
And it's green.
David's got his signature shirt on.
Absolutely.
I showed you the video right before the show, so it kind of fits.
Yeah. That was a great video.
Hey, I noticed in Swag Shop you designed a really cool burger shirt. I didn't know that. 904
Oh, yeah,
burger?
I forgot about that.
That's cool. Yeah. I'm saying. That was an awesome shirt.
We probably
shirt.
Should tell people.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, go check out the Swag Shop.
That's why I'm here.
Many blessings. There are some interesting designs there in the Swag Shop. I would tell you about them, but I forget what they are.
They're cool.
Yeah. So many choices.
So many three choices.
It's hard being a mogul, you know, absolutely. You design something and you walk away from it and know it's going to be successful.
Yeah, I don't think it sold one single shirt. So maybe, successful, it's an overstatement.
Maybe that announcement will help.
Yeah. Maybe the announcement will help.
Yeah. Make a ditto. Make a flyer.
It's a beautiful shirt.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So we got a question of the day.
Question of the day is, what's the best hotel you've ever stayed in?
Oh, okay. Right. That's a good question.
Best hotel you've ever stayed in?
I will say I don't know the name of the hotel, but we stayed for my cousin's like wedding party. We stayed at a place in Fort Lauderdale. The whole family got together in Fort Lauderdale at a Four Diamond Hotel.
Beautiful.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Very fancy. I think the only time I've ever stayed at a Four Diamond Hotel. And it was right there on the beach in Fort Lauderdale. They bought this big, huge suite that was just like twice the size of my actual house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
really nice.
Pretty nice.
Really, really nice, man. Yeah. Nice. We got hammered and destroyed that place.
Of course.
Yeah.
Shake it up a little
bit. Rockstarred the hell out of it.
Nice. Oh, we did. You should.
Yeah. Well, we were a bunch of people who didn't belong there. That's for sure.
Oh, great. The Griswolds are here.
We proved that every night that we were there.
The Griswolds.
God.
So, Davey, what about you?
Oh, man. Okay. So, when I was in New York City, a bunch of managers, we would manage these little boutiques all over the city. We got called to go to LA, so we stayed in the Beverly Hills Hotel. We thought, oh man, this is amazing. We're there for the weekend. It was really super fancy and we were all dressed up. We all got fired. Literally flew us out there and fired us and said, we can either stay for another night at the Beverly Hills Hotel or you can go back to New York City and find another job. And we got a severance and everything, but yes, cleaned house.
That's a wild way.
That is a hard, unbelievable ego. Ego of that man. I will never say his name again, but unbelievable. The fire, like literally probably 12 of us. It was, we didn't see it coming.
All of you got fired.
All of us. So we all stayed and freaking raged it out.
Hell
it was so much fun.
You got to.
Wow.
Destroy the place.
So crazy.
See, I don't know. I can't tell if that's good or bad. Because that's, if I were going to get fired,
I wouldn't have spent
that
money.
Take me out on, you know, throw me out to a vacation in LA or something.
To fly people across country.
I mean, that's
and it wasn't like we were really messing up either. It was, we were doing everything we were told to do. It's just exactly what he was. You know, he kept the business, but got a new wave of management in. And it was like so weird. Yeah, it was so harsh.
Wow.
Okay, thanks.
That's super harsh right there.
That's a weird way to do it, man.
New York, man. I'm telling you, I've got some stuff. I'm going to make a lifetime movie.
New York.
Clay, what you got?
The Intercontinental in Buckhead in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Oh, nice.
It was just nice.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, mine is also has an Intercontinental flag on it now, but it has like amazing history to it. So mine's the Willard in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Where, you know, the term, and this is not the Stoneham stat, but the term lobbyist comes from that hotel. Yeah. Because what they would do is all the politicians would stay at the Willard and anybody who was trying to get something passed or something like that would wait for him in the lobby. And then that's how that term lobbyist came to be. But the Willard is, I mean, it's was at the end of my walk. So I really wanted to treat myself like to a really nice place.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy good.
Yeah.
So
I stayed in the Willard once.
Oh,
they
so
put
nice.
Me up in the Willard once. Made a gravity bong out of one of their lamps.
Oh, cool.
Oh, there you go.
There it is. That was fun.
That was fun. DC, man.
Experience. But it's also the place where Martin Luther King wrote his I Have a Dream speech. He wrote it in that hotel.
Okay.
And Lincoln's first inaugural event, he ran up a tab of like $15,000 there and never paid it.
Wow.
Way to go, honest Abe.
Yeah.
Wow. Never paid it.
Nope.
Maybe he just forgot about it.
Yeah. He's like, I'm president. I'll pardon myself.
Well, he expects somebody else to pay it, right? Yeah. He's not stroking the check.
I think he expected other people
check
to pay
it. Somebody else did it.
Yeah. He has still two payments. Yeah. Just send the invoice.
So,
all right, man.
Yeah. I want to see what everyone else is out there. Like what their fancy hotel or best hotel.
Yeah. Maybe one of them will be one of the ones here in town.
That would be nice. Well, it'd be nice if they say one of ours.
That's what I was thinking.
If they don't say ours, don't put it down.
Wow, that sounded like a threat.
It was.
Oh. What about a quick check of the weather, Troy?
It might not rain.
Okay. That quick check of the weather brought to you by Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com.
That could be the most indecisive weather report I've ever given.
It was. It literally meant nothing.
Yeah, pretty
much. It meant nothing.
No, but there's a lower chance of rain today than it has been in like a month.
Okay. So. All right. Mm. Let's not get too specific.
No,
all right.
No,
yeah. Vagueness was fine.
Well, you kind of made me feel guilty about it.
No, well, that was all in your head, Troy.
No, I felt guilt.
That was all in your head because it wasn't coming from me.
I know, I felt it.
Well, you made it up.
It oozed out of you. I feel like I should hug you.
No, not a hugger.
No.
Good thing it's on your shirt.
Yeah.
I won't hug you today.
Yep. Nobody's hugging me today. Zero hugs today. I think I have COVID.
Oh, great.
Again?
Too soon?
Just letting you know now.
Yes.
As everybody's sitting here.
Great.
Yeah. No. Kidding.
No. What?
Yeah. So no. Rude.
I'll cough in your face
if you try to hug me. Karen.
And that's gross whether you have COVID or not.
That was a big Karen move back in the day.
Was it?
The cough in people's faces. Remember with the whole mask thing? Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to go down the rabbit hole, but yeah.
Yeah. We have to hear about it every day on the afternoon show. It's okay.
Oh, I know. Every day they say the word. Every day they say the word.
Every day somebody says the word, man. Yeah. I'll just be glad when we're like 7 years out of this and people don't refer to the last 2 years anymore. You know?
Spencer did it so classy. What did he say?
He did.
To the year that we were all a little bit depressed or something.
It was like, something so like good. That. Yeah. At least he switched it up.
Well, I'll tell you, I have to tell this story because it was kind of funny. I was down in the land this weekend and I was in an elevator and a lot of people happen to get in the elevator and there's like this little 4-year-old kid who's in the elevator. Cute, just adorable kid. And there's like six of us in this elevator.
Yeah.
And this kid, like, the sneeze hits him like it came out of nowhere. And he just basically sprayed everybody in the elevator. And all of us were just like, okay, that's gross, but it's hilarious at the same time.
Yeah.
Like everyone was a good sport about it.
Yeah,
the parents were mortified.
Of course.
He didn't come. And he's like, and I start laughing. So luckily the kid starts laughing and everyone else like took it in good stride. But it was one of those really, like the kid kind of panicked the second, like, oh, I know I'm supposed to cover my mouth, but I didn't. It just got on me.
That's funny.
It was hilarious.
Spencer wrote in, the time of many difficulties.
There.
We need that framed. Let's just frame that sign.
It'll be in the spike shop.
Maybe.
Right beside many blessings.
Yeah. Well, if I can remember to put it up there.
And that cool burger shirt.
Yep.
And that cool burger shirt that I forgot existed.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, speaking of food, Masters of Fire. Got to mention this again.
Woo!
This is coming up the 19th. 19th of October, correct?
The 16th of October.
16th of October. Tickets go on sale the 19th of this month.
Perfect.
Yes. All right.
Gotcha.
All right. The teenth is throwing me off. The teenth is. That's not a thing at all. But hey, we did announce, I think we announced the Mystery Chef, right? Did we announce the Mystery Chef?
Okay.
Well, the Mystery Chef, if you didn't get that announcement, I don't remember making that announcement. Do I have early onset Alzheimer's, you think?
I don't think we said it on air. I think
he did.
Unless you did it in the afternoon.
Did we do it in the afternoon?
Probably the morning show. It was Monday.
Oh, yeah. I think he did it the morning show.
So. Okay. So the Mystery Chef.
I remember going like this with like an arm in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My moves. Anyway, sorry.
Completely out of shot.
The Mystery Chef is. Yeah.
We're never going to get to the Mystery Chef. This is just never going to happen.
Who's the Mystery Chef?
The Mystery Chef is Matt Brown. Chef Matt Brown.
Oh, there you go.
Very excited to have him on board with this as well, man.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great event. This is going to be, if you don't remember, this is going to be the first time we're all going to get to party at the new location down there that used to be Culinary Outfitters, and then it was that one really cartoony place that we're not going to mention. But what a beautiful place. I'm so excited to throw a party there, man. And it's going to go towards a great cause. Of course, Epicure, who we just had Sunny on the show recently. She's just got a team of freaking rock stars, man.
Oh my God.
That goes so far above and beyond the call of duty to help make sure people have food in their bellies here in St. John's County. It is super impressive. Great organization, great people that run it. And we want to do our part to help. So we're gonna throw a huge party. We're going to have a lot of fun out there. We hope to see you out there. And we will be announcing more details in the coming days, really.
Yeah. We have Spencer coming up on Thursday. He's going to talk about his gig and how he's connected with it. And it's going to be awesome. But tickets go on sale the 19th. And it's going to be gangbusters. There's only 100 tickets available. So get ready. And here we go. We'll probably do a countdown, something fun.
Mm-hmm. These may go quicker than the Adam Sandler tickets.
See, muy bien.
Just letting you know, they may go quicker.
Did you tell Troy about the interview and the trucker that heard the podcast are with Sonny? And then he donated all the fresh produce to Pie in the Sky and Epicure?
No, I didn't. I figured he read about it on the 904 Now Facebook page.
Oh, I thought so, too. Yeah, no, no. Funny. I didn't know that. Didn't have
what are
any.
You talking about, Trey? You're always on the Facebook page. You are always telling me about things you saw on the Facebook page like I didn't see them.
Yeah.
Always.
Beautiful 9/11.
That's because
tribute.
I didn't see him on the Facebook page, and I was telling you in case you didn't see it.
Always have an answer. You always have an answer. Troy.
How did you think that conversation was going to go?
I don't know.
I should have known. Should have known.
Should have known.
Great heartwarming moment, and Troy destroys it. Every and I'm time. The dream crusher. Yeah. I'm the dream crusher.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's that, though?
So Masters of Fire coming up. Make sure you be checking in. Make sure you be checking in.
You be here. It's a lovely day.
Absolutely. Everybody noticed that was way off as soon as it. Make sure you be there. Bop, bop.
That kiss happened to your face.
Oh my God. Sado Life.
Oh, great.
Yes. Make sure you go to a Sado Life. Check
guess,
it out.
Guest chef Ratatouille.
Okay. School board may lower the millage rate. What does that mean for your taxes? Probably not much.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, the St. John's County School Board signaled, they say, that it was giving approval to decrease the district's portion of the millage rate by 33 cents, going from 581 to 548. They make sure and explain that one mill is equal to $1 in property taxes, which is levied for every $1,000 of your taxable value. However, the decrease doesn't necessarily mean you'll pay less in taxes this year, they say.
Mm-hmm. This is so...
Yeah, because the value of your house is going to increase.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you have to save your home, it's going to go up 3%.
So. Yeah.
So it's probably going to keep it flat. But either way, it's better than going in the other direction.
Yes, it is. So. Yeah, it is.
That's, and they're not asking for another half cent.
They're not.
For once, yeah.
Yeah.
Not, I'm saying it's in the right direction for once. Yeah. Sorry. not the half cent. My bad.
No, no, no.
It fell out.
Well, Mike Davis will be talking to Bev Slough this afternoon.
Oh.
Okay.
So maybe they'll talk more about this.
Oh, good.
5 o'clock, St. Augustine this evening on that Facebook page. Go watch it. Nobody watches Mike's show.
Yeah, just go help his show. Amanda's the best
just
thing on
give
that
him
show.
Some views.
Hey, I was there Monday.
Oh, yeah, you were there on Monday.
That was, Mike Davis' biggest show.
He got the double digits. Thank you.
Yeah.
You screenshot it. You took us from 9 to 10.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It's a great intimate setting.
Yes.
Very intimate setting of audiences.
No, it was actually a fun show Monday.
Yeah.
We had a good time with 5 questions.
Yeah, it was a fun show to watch. All right. You know what's not fun? Is that the Starbucks on State Road 16 is closed today, right before 95, because of a boil water notice.
Oh.
I got this heads up from Sarah down there at Vibe. She may just be saying that so that everybody comes to Vibe. I'm not sure.
Good business move.
Get it, girl.
Yeah, right? Hey, you want some caffeine? You can't go to Starbucks.
I'm like, don't they boil water professionally?
That's where I was at, too. I was like, don't they have to boil the water to make the coffee?
Yeah, right, you would think. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. But the ice for the iced coffee. Maybe there's a problem with the ice for the iced coffee.
Okay, yeah. No? Caca in the ice tray or something. Yeah.
Well, let's hope
that's filtered.
No. Let's hope not. Yikes.
So
just heads up, they might be open now, but they might not.
Okay. Get your Frappuccino somewhere else.
Yeah, that's right. All right, man. Well, speaking of being on the road, it's time for the Gas Buddy Gas Report.
Yes.
Oh, I got a statement on this one, but go ahead.
Do you really?
Oh.
Wow, Troy. That's interesting. Okay. Well, I'm seeing here that the Sunoco is listed at 2199 North Ponce at 329. However, when I drove by this morning, it was 339.
Oh.
So I'm not sure which one's the most accurate.
Hmm.
But we got the Circle K at 715, 207 at 335. The Shell at 2350 North Ponce at 337. The Shell at 216 Ponce Leon Boulevard at 337. The Shell at 146 King, 337. It all just goes up from there.
Yeah. Hmm. All right.
What's your story?
Here's my thing. Coming back this morning from Chick-fil-A, I got Chick-fil-A for Ty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming back this morning from Chick-fil-A, you know my place, Sitco, that I'm really aggravated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
They're so snubbing me right now and putting it in my face. It was 3:33.
What?
They did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah, they did
it on purpose.
Yeah, they did
it on purpose.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're clapping back.
Troy. Oh, it was a hard throwing shade. I was like, oh, good one.
They got you good.
Wow. They're trying to get you back, Troy. Yeah. They're trying to win you back.
Yeah.
They say, just come in with cash, Troy, and you can pay the $333.
To the penny of what you wanted.
I know. Yeah. Like, it was so, I was going to take a picture, but I was driving, and I did have Ty in the car. So.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to put anybody's
life
in
danger. All those things were probably bad, but it was 3:33 there, and I was like, oh! I was so...
It was a slap in the face to you. I don't know if
it was intentionally at me, but I took it as
intentionally. It was definitely at you.
Okay, good.
It was definitely
good. That actually makes me feel better.
Troy now went from feeling slighted to feeling like a celebrity.
No, I just wanted to make sure my anger was properly placed.
Okay. Channeled, yeah.
Fair enough. That Gas Buddy Gas Report brought to you by a place where you don't have to spend a lot of gas to get to it. Again, phonetically or
that was not as bad as the other one.
Not as bad, but
it's not as the bad as the French chef that you turned into.
Right? Oh, yeah. No, it was Jamaican in the beginning.
More Jamaican.
Yeah. Yeah. You took us to France, though, which I remixed it with Hee Hee Ho Ho. Yeah. So.
Let's indulge and explore your perfect St. Augustine staycation. They're located in the heart of downtown St. Augustine, 44 Spanish Street Inn. The perfect place to put visiting guests, family, or just to get away for the day. Go to 44spanishstreetinn.com and book your next visit. Do something good for your damn self.
Yeah! Gotta get away from them damn kids.
Try there.
Indulge.
Yeah. Throw the kids in the water.
That's
Throw
it.
Them in the bay for
Put them in the crate. That's it.
Yeah. Put them in the crate.
Yeah.
Not legal. I looked it up.
Yeah. Oh, that's not legal.
I looked it up.
It's not legal. What about Velcroing your kid to the wall?
It depends on how long you leave them.
Okay.
Okay. Fair.
You can call it a game if you leave them less than an hour.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
We don't recommend it.
No. Yeah, do not do that at home. Not a good one. Yeah. We want to be good people upstanding.
We got some live music coming to St. Augustine today and tonight, that's for sure. Speaking of upstanding citizens, these musicians we assume are all upstanding citizens. Some of them may not be, actually. Some of them may be terrible people. We don't know them all personally.
No.
Jim Lamb, a guy I don't know personally, at the Milltop Tavern at noon. Smoke and Joe Shower is at Tradewinds Lounge, 1 o'clock. David Watt Besley, and I'm assuming the Carpetbaggers as well. Hurricane Grill and Wings at 5. Sam Pacetti is at A1A Aleworks at 5 o'clock. Smoke and Joe Shower again at the Pelican Landing Bar and Grill, 5 o'clock. We got Dewey Vaya, Old Coast Ale, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Then we got, he's listed again. Then we got those guys at the St. Johns County Ocean Pier, Music by the Sea.
Those guys.
7 o'clock. Live music mic check brought to you by our great friends at Chris Stevens Automotive. My mechanic, my mother's mechanic, should be your mechanic. Give them a call today, 904-451-5144.
And call and get your reservations at the Beacon tonight.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yep.
That's right.
What time, Troy?
7 o'clock.
All right.
7 o'clock. 7
o'clock. Forget Music by the Sea.
Yeah.
Well, and this is what? What is it? 7? Oh, so it's trivia.
It's trivia.
Okay. How many categories are there?
It's all general different stuff.
Oh, excuse me.
So it goes all around.
So come prepared.
There's 20 questions. So they're all random.
Do people Google answers and stuff?
They're not allowed to.
Oh, allowed to.
If I catch them, I embarrass them, and then they get mad at me because they cheated.
Okay.
Yeah. It's funny how that works.
It's the American way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. You always know when somebody's cheating at trivia. This is a dead giveaway, Troy, and I'm sure you experience this all the time. You always know when it's when they give you their answer, and you're like, oh, okay, good job, nice answer. They're like, oh, really? I got it right?
Yeah.
I really got it right?
They're overacting.
They're trying to oversell.
They're overacting like crazy. Yeah.
It's like Jared Leto.
I can't believe that. That was just a guess, man. I just wildly pulled that out of a hat, bro. Wow.
Yeah. Or it's like a group of 20-year-olds and they know who lost the 1954 election.
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some dead giveaway. Yeah,
that's like me on Mike Davis' show. I have to like try to cheat on those trivia stuff. Can't get the stupid questions. Oh, who cares? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I question Mike Davis's questions sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah. He asked some history questions on the 4th of July, and I was like,
I remember that you got,
yeah. That's not right.
So, you're going to do trivia. Gotta know what you're talking about.
Yep.
So, you know who knows what they're talking about?
Mm.
Finest Roofing.
Yes, they do.
You guys know I love me a good discount. Y'all know I love me a good discount. Let me read this how the copy's written.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So y'all know I love me a good discount. What I love even more is finding me a great old value. That's not how the copy was written. Yeah. The team at Fidus Roofing will get you the best value roof for your home or business, so you don't have to worry about any of the storms coming through, any crazy people jumping in through your roof.
Santa Claus
and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yep. Trust Fidus. Give them a call today at 904-355-ROOF.
Buy you new favors.
I wish we had banjo noises. I don't think Clay has banjo back there.
Add it to the list.
There you go. Add it to all the right. list. We need a horrific car crash noise, too. For when one of us just completely destroys a joke.
Or when we go off the rails or something.
That would actually be the entire show. All we'd hear is car crashes.
Just plane crashes.
Yeah.
And PTSD.
Yeah.
All right. From PTSD to FSDB.
All right.
Oh, solid transition.
So on the fifth gear. That was not easy.
Dyslexic
people in the house.
Hey.
That was a crush.
Wow.
Impressive.
All right. Well, let's go over the Devon line. Going to host a job fair soon to recruit talent for all departments and all positions. This is happening Saturday, September 17th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The event going to be held on the FSDB campus in historic St. Augustine. It's going to be open to the public, one of the rare times that their campus is open to the public.
Hmm.
Yep. I found that out when I was almost arrested for being on campus when it wasn't open to the public.
And I got to tell you, you still have that open opportunity to go on their campus and take a tour live. That would be super fun.
Yeah, that would be
really
fun.
Want to be a part of that. So
yeah, it's a really cool campus. It's been there a long time. It used to be more open to the public, and you know, because we did Parks and Rec stuff there. And I mean, they just have a great campus there. I mean, it's a state school. They have their own police department, which you found out.
Yes, I did.
You know, but I mean, they have ridiculous facilities there.
I want to see it. I've never seen it. Cool.
Yeah. Very nice.
What kind of jobs are they looking for?
They're looking for teachers, instructional assistants, and paraprofessionals.
Mm.
They have boarding services available too, residential instructors. The facilities positions they have available are housekeepers, carpenters, and groundskeepers. And in the transportation department, they're looking for bus drivers, chaperones, and mechanics.
So do you need a certain certification to be able to work there? Do you know?
That's a good question. I don't know. It doesn't say anything about that here. And this is the official letter from the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind.
Huh. They probably want you to learn sign language.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd probably
ASL would help.
Yeah.
Or if you have an interpreter. I don't know. Like maybe they're that.
Probably, they probably would, want you to, I mean, if you have the capability to learn sign language, it would really help. So, but you can work in the blind department and not have to learn, not know sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Which, you know, they have two schools there. So,
Yeah.
So cool. Great, great people.
All right. It is time today to find out whose fridge is whose. We talked about this yesterday on the show.
Whose fridge is it anyway?
Yeah. Do we have a theme music for this? I don't think we do.
So, Clay, you're going to throw up the
fridges? We've got four pictures of
our
fridges.
I think you can do them one at a time. Can you do a four screenshot or you don't have that ability?
Oh, I have the ability if I knew about that, but
one at a time is fine.
Yeah,
one at a time is fine. We talked about our messes of fridges yesterday.
Yes,
and so Troy, you gave us all a challenge yesterday.
Well, actually, Davey sent the first picture.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Davey sent the first picture, and I was like, "All right, here's what we're doing," and we decided to each take a picture of our fridge as it was right then, without changing anything at all.
Change nothing.
Take a picture of the fridge.
On this famous chat feed.
So, randomly put them up, and I want to see what people think of this fridge.
Yeah. Okay, whose fridge? I can't even barely tell from here.
Okay.
I think I know whose fridge
that is. We got some beer, a pitcher of water, some leftovers.
Okay. All right.
What do you guys think?
I know whose fridge that is.
I think I know whose fridge it is, too.
Okay.
All right, next one. Got some water.
Lots of water.
Propel, and water.
Eggs. Some grapes.
Yeah. Wow.
This one could go either way.
Not just water either. Evian, excuse me.
Okay. Oh, there's a lot of green in there at the bottom.
Some almond milk. There's some green.
Almond milk. Okay.
There you go.
We got, let's see. Some more almond milk.
Different fridge. All right.
Leftovers.
Okay.
Somebody who cooks. A White Claw down there.
Oh, okay. And,
is that a cottage cheese or sour cream in there?
It looks like yogurt.
Something plain.
Okay.
Lots of eggs.
Last but not least, we have, Oh, wow.
Oh. Oh, geez.
Who?
Whose fridge is that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Playboy.
Is barren.
Is that an empty?
Wow.
It's a wasteland.
It's very spelt. It's a skinny fridge.
Is that a wine bottle at the top?
Yeah.
How long has that been there, I wonder?
I don't know.
It's aging.
That's Blake.
It's aging the fridge.
Who knows?
All right, and the whole reason I wanted to do this is I wanted people to see how sad Clay's fridge looks. Okay. Just so... I wanted people to know how sad.
Well, don't give away which one is his.
Oh, everybody knows.
Everybody knows that was Clay's.
Everybody knows.
The ice chest is even funnier.
Yeah, I want to tell you this. I was impressed, Pete, with your fridge. Yours is the one with all the water.
Yeah.
But you had grapes and some veggies in your fridge.
Yeah.
Salads. So close. No cigar. He was so close. He got Pete and myself mixed up.
Okay.
Yeah. So are you going with the results? Are you going to tell people whose is what?
All right. So mine was the one with the beer and the alcohol and the moonshine in it.
That was the first one. Okay. That was the first one.
Mine was the first one. Pete's was the one with all the water in it.
Yeah.
So lots of water.
You did have some eggs.
You had eggs in there.
Yep.
See, to me, this could have gone either way because it's normal water in there, and Pete only drinks flavored water.
Well, there's the Propel.
Yeah, there's a lot of Propel in there. And a Dasani, too.
Yeah, true.
Threw me off.
That's actually a hidden safe.
Pete can throw you off with his. And then the almond milk, Davey.
Yeah.
That had to be you.
Absolutely.
Hey, three of us had almond milk.
Three of us had almond milk.
I had almond milk in my fridge.
Yeah.
I had whole milk and beer.
But I'm going right with the Dukes. Yeah, yes, and that Annie's Green Goddess dressing. You got to get that in your life. Yes.
And then, of course, last but not least,
and of course,
Dukes, but Clay, it's expired.
Clay, put yours back up there, and that is a beautiful thing.
Now, we know the butter's expired. Is anything still edible in that fridge, Clay? I mean, out of just the nothingness that's
sriracha.
There.
I mean, yeah, that's fresh salami and Munster.
So you just cut it with a knife, mustard it up.
Went to Publix 2 days ago.
Clay's version of a charcuterie board.
Making a charcuterie board, yeah.
See, I'm picturing him with that salami, the mustard, and the wine just sitting in the entire bottle.
It's not wine.
Like, it's so sad.
Just like in a camping chair in the living room.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not.
It's not wine. It's chocolate liqueur sauce for my espressos.
Oh.
Excuse me.
That fridge just got a lot fancier.
Yeah. Do you eat the jelly with the spoon, too?
I forgot he grew up rich.
That's right.
Yeah, the doctor's son.
Jeez.
That's how it turns out. All that butter's expired.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, this was his room in Buckhead. Yeah.
Does butter ever really expire? Do you still use that butter, Clay?
No.
It's expired. I still use expired butter.
Why don't you throw it out?
My butter's been expired for six months.
Oh, you threw it out after the photo.
I threw out half the fridge after.
I had to throw out some stuff. Butter doesn't even have to be in the fridge.
It can live outside. Really? Yeah, it can be. It has. Doesn't need to be. Same thing with almond milk. It's another farce that you don't need to have it in the refrigerator. But
I had a burger yesterday and it didn't come with mustard on it.
Mm.
And I used some mustard from the fridge, but that was expired.
Mm.
Not good.
No, man. Not good. Yeah.
It's not good.
Gotta
I
shake
thought,
it
yeah,
up.
Maybe even if it's expired, it'll be okay. It's just mustard. How can it even taste different?
Mm. See, I take those expiration dates as suggestions.
Me too, for most things but milk.
Yeah, Blake doesn't take them as suggestions. He's like, that is 1 hour out.
Yeah.
It's gone.
He likes fresh.
I was like, you threw out my cheese. It didn't even have mold on it.
Yeah. That is such a dad move. My dad would do that too. Like, if it had, it would just break off the mold. I'm like, Dad, no.
That's what I do.
Like, but that's what cheese is, idiot. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I do. I just, like, you just.
Such a dad move. Yeah.
Cut off the part that's moldy and go with the rest.
Yeah. Sure.
You wouldn't do that, David?
No, I would throw it out and eat something else. I'm with Blake on this.
All right. I think we're going to have a fill the fridge party for Clay.
Oh man, somebody drop off something.
A fundraiser,
yeah. Sponsored by something.
Go fund my fridge.
Yeah, let's get with Epic Cure and see if
Clay. We're basically a nonprofit over here, so yeah.
Yeah. We send Sonny one picture of Clay's fridge, and he's gonna have pallets delivered to his house with food in no time.
Trader Joe's shows up.
The freezer was worse because I still have all those bagels when we had Everything Bagel as a sponsor.
Oh my god.
That was so long ago.
said. It was last year when Lori even sold the business.
I know, it's not even the same Lori anymore. Dude, you gotta do some serious cleaning out of that freezer.
I think I just peed my pants.
And Clay's house is super clean. He's super clean. Oh, just the fridge.
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Oh.
So I'll just throw it all in your fridge. Fill up some space.
Plenty of room. Yeah, storage. So put it in, make it your shoe rack.
Your garage.
All right. Well,
too funny.
Oh,
I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as we did.
They love it. Their comments are amazing. Yeah,
that's the most fun I've had all week.
That's they want to see the freezer picture.
Yeah, do we have to do freezers next? Or we
all doing mine's all ice cream.
Wow,
mine's all ice cream. I got Haagen-Dazs. I got ice cream sandwiches. I got Klondikes. I was like,
golly,
I probably have an ice cream problem.
You might. It sounds like
yeah.
It.
Wow,
might have an ice cream problem.
All right, Trey, how do you want to go through the comments today on a Wednesday?
I'm going to heartily hurdle through the happy comments.
Why does that have to do with H? Aren't they supposed to?
I don't know. It's Bobby. Bobby gave it to me.
Bobby.
Bobby,
we had a Wednesday.
W.
The Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. You got to say it like Stewie and Family Guy.
Why you say it like that?
Wednesday.
Whip. Whip. As you do whatever that is that doesn't go with today, I'm gonna tell you where's
Bobby
the
got me in trouble.
Press. I don't have to press a button. That's right. Now I'll tell you the flashes and brilliance.
Ew!
As St. Augustine's most trusted gold buying company, they buy gold, silver, rare coins, fine watches, things out of Clay's freezer, and more.
Yeah,
it's no secret that a lot of people need cash right now. If you have old treasure, random antique coins just taking up space. You might not even have any idea how much it's worth or where to begin. You begin with our friends at Flashes and Brilliance. Steph and John, they do a great job of making sure your stuff is valued correctly and giving you lots of money for your treasures. That's what they do. 904-540-7617. Book your complimentary appointment. It's easy, safe, and you will get the best rate for your items.
And one thing I know about when it's a volatile market out there, gold is up. Now is the time. Cash it in.
There you go. Also, BHF Insurance, speaking about cashing in, they're saving our listeners and watchers a ton of money. They've been providing insurance and peace of mind for residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 40 years. Very long time. Very reputable. BHF specializes in all types of insurance, specifically in the areas of homeowners. They have a small, dedicated staff to work directly with their clients.
Clients? I think there was a Q in there.
Yeah.
Clients
Club.
Whip.
Our local advisor, Christy Lawrenson, brings her passion and knowledge of insurance to the table while specializing in all your personal insurance needs. Call or stop into their new St. Augustine office located at South Park, directly across from Flagler Hospital. Get a complimentary assessment of your current policy. See where you can be saving money. 904-794-5455. What do we got, Troy?
All right. So the winner of the fridge contest was Rebecca. I think she nailed all four of them.
Yeah.
Wow. So okay.
Rebecca nailed all four of them.
She knew that mental game. Yes.
And Bobby, I think the hotel you said is in the Poconos.
Oh, wow.
Pennsylvania.
Skiing.
Got
right?
to be the Grand Marshal.
Oh.
Wow.
Ooh, Bobby.
He was the snow king.
Yeah. Whoa. So, so a lot of fun, in the comments. Like I said, I hope people had as much fun as we did.
Yes.
Sounds like they did.
Oh, apparently the H was for hump day.
Oh.
That makes sense. Cause I did say hump day like several times.
Yeah.
The shares and everything else. So,
okay.
I think it meant hugger. Is what it actually stood for.
Everything with the H.
I feel.
I will punch you, Troy. I will punch you. We will get in a fight on the air.
He's an old man.
We'll get in a fight on the air.
He's an old man. Silver alert.
I'm very fragile.
Storm stat. Well, then you don't want me to punch you.
Storm stat is on this day, Napoleon actually entered Moscow. It was a long battle, and he finally gets to Moscow. But when he got there, everyone was gone.
Mm.
All right? Not only was everyone gone, they thought they were going to be able to resupply in Moscow, but the rebellion of the Russians created this big fire and destroyed everything else. So the French army were stuck there with no supplies throughout the entire winter.
Mm.
So it was kind of a good move by the Russians and very bad calculation by Napoleon, who is supposed to be this military genius, but he completely dropped the ball on this one.
So it's a moment in history that kind of shifted Napoleon's power around the world. So it was a big day in the world because he was wanting to take over the world. So
he was a little guy, right?
He wasn't as little as they said. He was actually average height for that time. He was like 5'6", 5'7".
Oh, that's Tom Cruise. That's fine.
Yeah. So he was 5'6", 5'7". So he was, and at that time people were smaller. Like me and Pete are 5'6", 5'7". But we're considered short in today's society.
Yeah. You know, you're considered chic in New York City. You can fit anywhere. It's the perfect size.
And in China, we are giants.
Could you imagine me? Can you imagine
me? Oh, people would take pictures with you.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely.
Basketball player.
Yeah.
I no longer go over there.
Yeah. That's why I stopped going.
All right, man. Was that our startup stat?
That was the startup stat. Napoleon made it to Russia, but it's probably his biggest blunder on the military side.
Okay.
Napoleon.
You know, Waterloo came a little bit later, but this one was the one that really got him.
Dynamite.
All right. Well, that's Stodum Stat brought to you by a place who never blunders anything.
Oh, yeah. True.
St. August Pizza in downtown St. Augustine. Well, my favorite place to grab a slice will be yours, too. If you've never been, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah. Where have you been? What's going on? Where you been?
Right in between Riberia and ML King. St. August Pizza. Check them out today. All right, man, that's it for the show. Fun show.
Yes.
Thank you guys very much. Thank you to everybody out there watching. Clay pressing all the buttons back there. Big shout out to Old City Homes, Bozard, Ford, Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations, Realty and Auction, Flashes and Brilliance, Chibot Toast and Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep, Elementary, and BHF Insurance. Click up there to get the alerts on the bell and download the 904 smartphone app. 904 Now smartphone app. That'll be good to call it the right thing. We'll see you at 3:00.
Bye-bye.